Introducing two new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 Razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 Razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.
So I got banned from YouTube for a week because I don't believe in a certain, very prominent, modern ideology relating to how some people relate to other people and to themselves, and I can't name what that is. So anyway, I decided we would take a step back from that ideology to maybe the source of that ideology, which is feminism. Feminism has led to all sorts of mistaken ideas about the way human beings really work. And ever since Norm died, I've been really longing for good comedy these days. And Bill Burr, probably the next best comic, the one still alive. So my producers assure me Bill Burr has a lot of important things to say about feminism. This video is brought to you by Genucel. More from them in a bit. First, Mr. Burr.
No means no, that's another one. No means no. It's like, no, it doesn't. All right? Look, no means no. No, that means no. All right, but no, stop it. What are you doing? Oh my God. You're being so bad. Stop it. No. Yeah, that's not a no. That means I want to do it, but I'm afraid you're going to judge me. So I'm just going to make it look like it was your idea so you don't figure out that I've already performed this act with 40 other people. Right? But then you go to court and you get a bad read and there's some guy reading it. Your Honor, she said no. Stop it. What are you doing? You're being so bad. Yeah, and you're just sitting there like, she didn't say it like that. She didn't say it like that.
Yeah, that's obviously true. This is why the libs don't understand Baby It's Cold Outside. They think that Baby It's Cold Outside is a song about rape. They don't realize that it's a song about modesty and the norms that used to govern the relations between men and women. So she says, oh, I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
She says, okay, well, maybe I'll just hang out for a second. No, I've gotta go away.
Oh, come on, baby, it's pretty cold outside.
Oh, well, okay, maybe. I guess I'll sit around. And because we don't have modesty anymore, and because women are told that it's actually good to just sleep with the first guys that you see and, you know, treat sex in exactly the same way men treat sex, the idea of modesty being something valuable is completely missing. Next one.
I remember we were having waffles. My mother always made Sunday breakfast, so we had all these waffles, eggs, bacon, this whole layout. My brother was looking at half-eaten cube steaks and a little mound of green bean casserole. And he goes, so he looked at my mom, he goes, Mom, can I have a waffle? And she goes, no, you gotta finish your supper. He's like, well, after I finish my supper, then can I have a waffle? She goes, no, that is your breakfast. And he goes, oh, Mom, I hate you. And my dad, without looking up, took a full glass of milk and threw it in his face. we know what's hilarious was my mother just popped up and just immediately started cleaning up, and my dad just kept eating. Like, he didn't, like, no, like, the roles were defined back then. Now, the guy has to throw the milk, he has to clean it up while telling his wife she's brave for just sitting there. Like, whatever that is. Can you hear it? Oh, I know. Women are so overrated, right? We went from not listening to them to now it's ridiculous. Like that believe women. It's like all of them. You know what I miss? I miss, yeah, tougher parenting and evidence. Those are the things that I miss from my childhood.
Evidence.
Evidence.
Yeah.
You mean
due process?
Right.
Somebody says something happened, and then someone else goes, well, I said it happened this way, like the old gumshoe shows, and they had to figure it out.
Right.
Yeah, that doesn't exist now on social media. It's just right. Like, it's just frontier justice.
Right.
You feel how nervous everybody just got in here, the fact that I just suggested that there should be due process? This guy's talking crazy, man. Did he just join ISIS?
Yeah, I love it. And he doesn't back away from it at all. And he does that great thing where he's still doing a bit, you know, so he's giving, even Conan, who's pretty liberal and who's very good at being the straight man to his guests, but he gives Conan the out to participate and he gives the audience the out to laugh. You know, I'm talking 85%, 87%. He goes, yeah, man, you know what I miss? I miss, you know, good old, you know, defined roles. I miss dinner and I miss evidence. You know, evidence was pretty good. And he won't back away from it. Norm was really the king of this. Of just totally leaning in, no matter how much the audience turned, he would just keep leaning in. Chappelle does it to some degree, and Bill Burr does it. It's pretty great. Did you know our friends at Genucel have upgraded their most popular package to feature their top-selling deep-firming vitamin C serum plus ultra-retinol moisturizer with natural retinol alternative? Right now, you can take advantage of this limited-time package, upgrade for 70% off. Why waste time and money to go get work done to your face when you can get Genucel skincare shipped right to your door? Genucel's secret is a family recipe for over 20 years that makes it safe for all skin types and perfect for both men and women. Made by a compounding pharmacist in small batches and always safe, cruelty-free, and natural, the founder is great. Coptic Christian from Egypt, came here for the American dream. Go to genucel.com/KnowlesYT. Letter Y, letter T. Try Genucel's most popular package for 70% off, featuring both Genucel's Ultra Retinol and Genucel's firming serum. Get a complimentary Spy Essentials box with every package order, plus free upgrade to priority shipping. Genucel.com/KnowlesYT. That is Genucel.com/KnowlesYT.
I'm sick of Obama's wife. Yeah. This isn't some Republican rant either. It's just kind of first ladies in general. You know, I don't know what it is. All throughout my life with each presidency, like these first ladies, they've just gotten more and more like chatty, you know? More and more chiming in, like leaning into the frame, spitting out their ideas. Let me guess, is this considered sexist? It is? Why? Well, okay, you just nodded there, lady. Let me ask you this, all right? Let's say you had a leak in your house, okay? You call a plumber up, he shows up, and he goes, yeah, I think the leak's coming from the upstairs bathroom, we need to shut it up, blah, blah. Then all of a sudden his wife walks in, who isn't a plumber. And then goes, hey, you know, I'm actually taking care of your ass. Wouldn't you be like, with all due respect, shut the fuck up. I need a plumber in this moment. Which leads you to Michelle Obama, right? Now she's sitting there holding up those hashtags. Remember that hashtag, bring back our girls? Remember that? It's like, it blew my mind. It's like, why are you showing me that? I'm a stand-up comedian. Like, what am I going to do to get those girls back? Why don't you look across the dinner table? It's like, you see that guy? That is the leader of the free world. Tell him to pick up a phone, call some Navy SEALs and solve it. What am I gonna do? Show up with a sharpened mic stand? Michelle said to bring him back!
The funniest part about that whole bit is that Bill Burr had to do the first part to give himself permission to do the second part. Because he opened up, he goes, I don't really like Obama's wife.
You can leave. You guys are retarded.
And that is the joke. And he could have gone straight into, you see that stupid thing, believe all girls, or not believe all girls, bring our girls home. Yeah, well, that was dumb and that was stupid. She should talk to her husband. But instead, he had to give himself permission by saying, look, I'm not just talking about her. I'm talking about all these first ladies. And I'm just saying, I don't think the first lady has any role in American public life, which of course the first lady does have a role in public life. The first lady has a lot of important roles in diplomacy, as a figurehead in the United States, none of which is necessary for Bill Burr's bit. So I totally go along with his bit. But the whole thing, you know, I need a plumber and I get the plumber's wife nosing in. Come on, get out of here. Get your opinion out of here. It's all just a way to generalize this to all first ladies in order that he can attack Michelle Obama in particular. So I really like that part, but I almost wish he would just go straight. He's probably smarter. I mean, he's a very successful comedian with a huge mainstream following. But I wish we live at a time where he could just go out and say, like, no, it's just her. She's just particularly grating. You know that lady who said she was never proud of her country until it elected her husband president? You know that lady? Yeah, she's actually worse than the other first ladies. And it's all right to say that. It's all right to admit it. Okay, next one.
What did you think of Hillary Clinton at the inauguration? I thought that was, for her to show up at that inauguration, it's the second time.
And she started crying a little bit again. I don't know, man. I don't know. I get sick of people making excuses for her. She blew it. See that? Nobody thinks that. She blew it. Look, you lost to a guy who said three things a week that would torpedo anybody else's campaign. How do you do that? That's like you're playing a football game, the other team throws 20 interceptions, and you still you're still figuring out how to blow it. At what point do you take responsibility? They try to say, they would be like, oh, it was a bunch of, I love the racist white guy thing. A bunch of racist white guys, they came out of the forest and they were just going, Trump, Trump, Trump. It's like, where were all these racist white guys the last two elections when they could have voted against a black guy? They were fine. Oh, I don't mind a black guy, but this white lady, we gotta stop her. It's gonna take her four wheelers. McCoozie.
Yeah, that's great. That's a little more direct than some of his other stuff. He's still kind of giving him an out. He's like, look, I'm not talking about the election and who I prefer or whatever. I just think that she blew it. But he's being a little more direct here, where he's just saying, look, the Democrat talking points are just so stupid. You know, he's really kind of making fun of them more directly, including on Conan's show, liberal host, liberal audience. That's pretty good stuff. I mean, he's very good. This is no knock on Bill Burr or Dave Chappelle or Louis C.K. or anybody. But I always thought of it as kind of like Norm than everybody else. But Bill Burr is probably my number two after Norm. All right, that's it. That's it. Great stuff. And we avoided talking about that issue that we can't, that no one can talk about on YouTube. You can talk about it on Daily Wire Plus, so subscribe over there. You can talk about it on Twitter, on my show page, M. Knowles Show at Twitter. You can follow me personally on Twitter, Michael J. Knowles. We can talk about that issue relating to human nature and sexuality, but we're not allowed to talk about it here. Not allowed to articulate views that have been held by virtually every single person who's ever lived. We're not allowed to say that here anymore. Maybe I could say it if I were telling jokes about it. Let me know which comedians you think we should cover next. We'll see you next time.
You don't know how f***ing good you got it, lady!